The first feeling today is, you know, that of sadness. You know, psychologically, it is very difficult. Today is something like a historical day in the regional integration project. You know, so leaving them, it is just a feeling of sadness and that psychological trauma that will be brought to bear on the populations of West Africa. You know, you ask your question, what does it mean? The thing is that the heads of state and government of ECOWAS are very concerned about the fate of our peoples. So even though the three countries, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, have officially left today, there are still many issues to be resolved in terms of assets and liabilities between ECOWAS and each of the three member states, about ECOWAS assets, their liabilities in their member states, and what will happen to them in the future.
Is ECOWAS doing any kind of internal soul searching in terms of what went wrong?
Listen, that is very much part of the ECOWAS activities going forward. Remember, this is the 50th anniversary of ECOWAS. ECOWAS was founded in 1975. This is exactly 50 years. In May, it will be 50 years. This anniversary, even though traumatic as it is, 50 years after its inception, we are arrived at the crossroads. The heads of state have also requested that the soul searching that you are talking about, that we engage in a strategic review of the entire regional integration project, and then to see over the years, and ECOWAS has got a lot of successes over the past 50 years, whether it's in conflict resolution, whether it's in mediation, whether it's in strengthening democratic culture in the countries, and the best of all, infrastructure development. So there is a lot to be proud of. Meanwhile, there are also some challenges that we have in terms of adding substance to formal democracy, the situation of the populations, what has gone wrong. We have got a very young population in West Africa. Why are they still not being integrated effectively into the regional integration project? These are all questions that we have to ask.
Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, all three are led by military governments. Is this a setback for ECOWAS's push for continued democracy in the region?
Definitely, it's a problem for the region. The region has made a strategic choice for democracy, for leaders to be elected through the ballot box. And that remains a core value of ECOWAS, and we are going to maintain that. So military intervention is an aberration today. But then we need to understand what were the causal factors for these coups and how to prevent them in the future.